A federal lawsuit filed this week by the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty claims the city of St. Petersburg is using local ordinances to target and harass the homeless. In the past few years, the city has passed several different ordinances that affect the homeless, such as where they can sleep and what they can keep with them. St. Petersburg activist G.W. Roll has been collecting depositions on behalf of the homeless for the Southern Legal Council based in Gainesville over the past 15 months. He says thousands of people have been accused of trespassing or leaving their belongings in public property in and around the Williams Park area of downtown St. Pete. And he says the infamous January 2007 incident, in which St. Petersburg police slashed the tents of the homeless, spurred the actions that led to this week's lawsuit.
I went to Syracuse, and I didn't really pay much attention to physics in college. But I know that a physical object must occupy a physical space. And so when they slashed the tents, they made people move. And so what happened was there was an outpouring of public support for the homeless at that time. And people were throwing tents out of their cars to homeless people. And so on 15th Street in St. Petersburg and on 18th Street, there sprang up two other tent cities after the original tents had been slashed. And then the city didn't want homeless people in the city. And so what they did was they got a partnership with Catholic Charities. They put a temporary tent city behind St. Vincent de Paul. And then they, I think it lasted about 4 or 5 months. And then what they did was close that tent city down. And then they established another one in Pinellas Park, which is 3 miles out of town. So what they were doing was outsourcing the homeless problem. But, you know, the caveat to that was they passed these ordinances to make it so unbearable for people that they had no choice but to go to the tent city. It's problematic because people can't really get into the tent city. For example, they take no families. They take no handicapped people. And it's like they screen you, and if you have a record, you probably can't get in there either.